This is the BitSmack podcast for January 5th, 2006. Welcome to BitSmack Weekly, now with 66% less K-Dog. I'm your host, RC, and with me is Goes.
Yo.
And Undeclared Writer.
Hello, hello.
So, K-Dog's working for some old man.
Working for the weekend? He works hard for his money?
He's working it.
He is the man right now. If he weren't the man, he'd be out partying.
What's Best Buy open this late for?
I don't know. He had to work till like 10:30 or something.
10:30?
Yeah. I'm assuming that after a store closes, he throws a bunch of Xbox games on the floor and rolls around in them. That's just my guess.
So we just got started the new year. Pretty much every day seems like the old year, so.
Yeah, it's pretty much blown so far.
I don't know what's so new about it.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what the story is behind this. I like kind of making up my own the best, but my neighbor on January 2nd, out where we normally put our trash, they had an exercise bike on January 2nd.
His resolution was, I'm giving up. You see him wearing sweats a lot. And
but I did know it.
So you think that maybe his New Year's resolution was to start exercising and that he'd already given up by the second?
Yeah. That didn't work out the first day. I'm just giving up.
Well, I did find out that end of January, the year of the cock is over.
Oh, what are you going to do then, Ghost?
I don't know.
At the Summer of Ghost, you're the cock? Anything else named after you?
Wait, I think that's a slam.
Let's listen to the BitSmack mailbag.
Yeah, we got one piece of email. Here we go. Oh, let me turn it up here.
Happy New Year, BitSmack Podcast!
Hello.
She wasn't supposed to be on there.
Oh, I was at that party.
Were you?
Yeah. That was Brad.
Oh. Well.
Who did you think it was?
Somebody else?
The funniest thing is, the next morning, I found a bunch of pictures on my camera phone that I don't remember taking.
Of what?
Just people.
Woohoo. Don't you guys know how to party?
It was a pretty good party.
Okay.
Good enough to where somebody could steal your phone without you noticing.
I don't know. I had it in my pocket, so they must have been they must have been pretty crafty if they pulled that off.
Were there any girls there?
Yes. There were at least three at various different times.
They're probably all the same person, you just don't remember.
Okay, so news then?
Yes.
You guys are very pretty quiet tonight.
I'm pretty tired. Actually, I was looking up stuff for the Chinese New Year.
Why are you looking up the Chinese New Year?
I want to know the exact day that the year the cock was over.
What's?
When did you go back to junior high?
What's next, the year of the fart?
Do you know Lick Sang closes over the Chinese New Year? Imagine that.
Anyway, that's the name of something.
I think my company should close.
We should. Lick Sang is a major importer for people that want stuff from China to the United States.
Video games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're a major one. I hardly ever buy from there. But I think my company should close for Chinese New Year, because most of our stuff is made in China.
I think we all should. We all will soon enough.
When they own us.
Yeah. There was a statistic I read that they were talking about some science competition, and it's an international competition. 600,000 American students entered it. 6 million Chinese students entered it. They got quite a few people over there, I guess. So
they might beat us in quantity, but do they beat us in quality?
I don't know. Some of the stuff they put together is pretty good. Everything on my desk right now is probably made there. Anyway, this week CES is going on, the Consumer Electronics Show. It's pretty much replaced, well, Comdex closed down a while ago. So most of the stuff that would have happened at Comdex happens at CES. Basically, it's a chance for a bunch of people to party in Las Vegas, I think.
I mean, it's porn for gadget freaks.
So the big thing...
Actually, I heard that the porn industry does a tremendous business during CES.
The booth babes are hot, though.
You're thinking of E3.
There's booth babes at CES.
Oh, I did not see any.
When were you at CES?
I saw pictures on the internet.
So it must be true. Anyway.
But it's basically just 100 different cell phones and digital cameras being unveiled. And
yeah,
MP3 players.
What is it with all the different types of cell phones? Engadget, if you subscribe to their RSS feed, they have like 10 new cameras a day coming out. Who is buying all these
cell
different
phones.
Models?
That's why I stopped listening to their podcast, because they were saying, ooh, and they got this new cell phone that does this on this media. Oh, and then they have this new cell phone that does this other thing on this other different protocol. Oh, and I got this other cell phone? Like, okay.
Yeah, I don't understand. How can all these new cell phones be coming out? It just boggles my mind. Anyway, Bill Gates did a keynote speech yesterday. Was it a keynote speech?
Yes.
I don't know. Where he tries to get everybody to get excited about Microsoft Windows Vista. But the big thing is they've unveiled their music store. And they're going to call it... And they've teamed up with MTV. And they're going to call it Urge.
Urge? That sounds like the perfect opportunity for a bit smack joke off.
Ding, ding, ding. We need to get some sound.
Oh, yeah, if we had music for that.
If only you had some kind of computer to store those sounds in, and then could play them on demand.
Anyway, who's up first? I said the title, so I shouldn't do the first one.
Bill Gates.
Joke off, people.
Bill Gates held a press conference at CES to show Microsoft's new online entertainment service named Urge. There will be several different flavors marketed to different demographics. There's a version for bulimics called Purge. There's a version for commuters called Merge. A version for people that will one day do something great called Verge. One for men of the cloth called Clurge. One for people who like caviar, Sturge. And one for compulsive shoppers named Splurge.
Ding.
But what I read was Bill Gates was rumored to have covered up an incriminating phone call when his wife called him. He was on the phone sex line, and he said, "Oh, no, 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 honey. Urge is the name of our new software."
Bill Ding. Gates announced Microsoft's new entertainment strategy named Sir Urge. Shying away from the negative connotations of the term digital rights management, Gates described their anti-piracy methods as Urge protectors.
Ding. Bill Gates was rumored to have an announcement regarding Microsoft's new downloadable music service named Urge. Unfortunately, the entire press conference turned out to be a needlessly long setup to an Herbal Essences shampoo commercial. He's got the urge.
You know, legally, we can't sing the song.
I didn't sing it. I said it.
Okay. I don't even think you can say it.
Come after so me, bring it on, Herbal Essences. I'll take you on with my team of lawyers.
So can we
that I've been starving in a cage.
Can we all agree that this has got to be the dumbest name yet for 2006 for any service whatsoever?
What's the phone number people can call in to have the best to vote for their best urge joke?
206-222-BITS. Or you can email that MP3 to us at bitsback@gmail.com.
Or you can come up with your own urge joke if you think you're so smart.
And we've used about all the words that rhyme with urge in this podcast. That's just lame. It's not compatible with the... I don't know what it offers you over, say, Yahoo Music Store.
Ooh, I know. It's a new arbitrary proprietary file format. That'll be nice.
Well, I assume also, it uses the same as the Yahoo Music Store.
But the Yahoo Music Store isn't out.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yahoo Music Unlimited's been out for like 3 or 4 months now.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
It's a subscription-based service. Works only on Windows.
Does it work with iPod?
No. And neither does Microsoft, so...
Specifically excluded the single best MP3 player on the market. Marketing geniuses.
Yeah, they've got like 87% of the market is in the iPods.
Well, I've said before that if Apple did have a monthly subscription, I would sign up for it. Because that way I could have any album at any time I want. I don't necessarily want to have all this music taking up space on my disk drive. I just want to download some albums to my iPod and go on my merry way.
I would totally go for a
subscription service if Apple did it.
You know what? That would have come in very handy this Christmas season. If I could have loaded up, say, 30 or 40 hours of Christmas music to have around for a couple of months, that's all I want.
Look at a piece of software called StreamRipper. Mac and Windows versions. You can just point it to an internet, 128 kilobit per second internet radio station and just let it go for a day or two.
Yeah, but still, you still got to deal with all that files on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
If you want a specific song or album, you're not going to get it that way. I don't know. Any other news?
I'm not a big fan of subscription services, but I'm leaning more toward that way. Is that just getting old, or?
I think it's the future.
That would be getting younger, because the youngsters, they pay for crap. If I meet the person that's paying $1.99 for a ringtone for their cell phone, I'm just going to beat them.
And you only get that ringtone for like 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, these damn whippersnappers that are doing this crap.
You have to do a man on the street interview, Gozer. Go up to people, start asking, have you ever purchased a ringtone? And then we can hear you do the smackdown when somebody says yeah.
Ooh, that we need that. We need video for that.
Our first video podcast will be of you beating down some little kid.
Some 8-year-old. What? Bam.
Or possibly some 70-year-old in a wheelchair trying to be hip.
Next news item. Skype and Netgear are going to launch a Wi-Fi phone. Now, this is pretty cool. We're using Skype right now. And if we could do it just from a little portable phone, that'd be awesome. I'm afraid it'll be too expensive, though. No comments from the peanut gallery?
I don't know that Skype and regular phones go together. Skype is a nice way to do what we're doing. Sitting in front of your computer, having a virtual IM session. If you actually want to talk to people, you're going to use a cell phone.
No, you buy the Skype out.
I have a regular phone.
Yeah, they're making these phones now. They're making these phones now, so you don't have to have like a landline.
Yeah,
and you use Skype for your phone service.
Because we have
so far, Vonage hadn't been able to pull off that trick. So,
Well, we've been testing out Packet 8 service here, and we're getting ready to switch over to it.
Yo, I heard it wasn't as good as Packet 7.
We're going for the same joke, a little higher, a little lower. But.
But the Packet 8, I can transfer my phone number over to them. $20 a month, unlimited everything. Altel can finally burn in hell.
CRC, that's why I'm waiting on Preparation I. Just not buying the hype.
I never need to be that prepared.
Anyway, I think this would be pretty cool.
Well, see, you check it out, report back.
Well, I gotta wait for it to be released first.
I have to wait for it to exist before I try it out.
I've tried it out.
If they're going to release vaporware, you can at least provide vapor reviews.
I've tried it out in my mind, and it works slick.
Well, speaking of vapor reviews, I was reading an article today that, like, one of the NBC affiliates was refusing to show the Book of Daniel, which
Two
is
of them
new
are.
Sitcom. Yeah, it's a new sitcom about this, like, pastor that has, like, a daughter that does drugs, and,
he's addicted to Vicodin.
Yeah, there's,
wife's
and he,
lesbian.
And he has his conversations with Jesus, and nobody's seen the show yet, but everybody's protesting it already.
Jesus is in the show, too, and doesn't that put pressure on you as an actor?
What's my motivation in this scene? You're perfect.
Okay, think omniscient.
You have a smug sense of satisfaction.
Well, I guess after God was unemployed when Joan of Arcadia got canceled, he had to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's even worse. That puts even more pressure on you when you have to play God himself or herself. Him or herself.
You're a Christian, Gozer. There's 3-in-1 there. Whole mystery thing going on.
Well, I watched Dogma, too, and that just threw me all off. On my...
You think God's Alanis Morissette?
Yeah. God's hot.
What kind of penance you got to do for that thought?
No, I figured Dogma, if I was Catholic, I'd get a lot more of the jokes.
Yes, you would.
But since I'm Methodist...
Also, if you smoked pot, you'd get some of the jokes, too.
Well, let's move on to rants. Any other news?
No.
I think that's all there was.
There ain't no more.
Nothing else happened this week.
We'll have more CES stuff next week. Plus, Macworld starts. Well, maybe. They might release some freaking incredible thing tomorrow that will do everything for you.
Steve Jobs is protesting CES, isn't he?
Well, he's got Macworld next week, so he doesn't really...
Yeah, he doesn't go.
He doesn't really care. But we will have some Macworld news, I'm sure. The rumors are the Intel Mac Mini and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not going to look any different, though. I mean,
well, people are... If they can get a full-size hard drive into it, that's the biggest complaint I've heard about the Mac Mini, is the laptop hard drive. And it's just too slow. So they need to make it just a little bit bigger so they can put a regular 3.5-inch hard drive in it. Okay, rants.
Okay, so I was at the grocery store. And I was picking up some juice. And I was checking the labels because I'm a conscientious shopper, making sure that it didn't have the extra sugar ingredients in there. And I read the label on one of them, and it said 100% juice with added ingredients. What the heck does that mean? What else would they add besides ingredients?
It's a cost-cutting measure. They decided not to wash the things before they actually make the juice out of it. So they could just say, oh, that's just added ingredients.
Now with more ingredients than we ever had before.
20% less radioactivity.
Now, see, I thought you would actually want less ingredients. Isn't the only ingredient you really want orange juice? Like, don't you just want the juice that comes out of the orange? That's the one ingredient?
And that was always the Breyers ice cream big deal, is that it had milk and vanilla beans. And they were also proud of that. But now I guess you need more ingredients. I don't know.
Damn government regulations.
Goes, do you have a rant?
Yeah, I have a rant. So I go to the store to buy deodorant. And I'm very loyal to my deodorant. I've used the same kind for, close to 10 years. Well,
not the same bottle, right?
So I'm looking for it, and all of a sudden, what's it say when you're deodorant? All of a sudden, they put on a sticker that says, same product, new look, and the new look consists of adding the word women's to it. So all these 10 years, I've been using women's deodorant.
Nah. What kind?
Should I say the name?
Secret? Oh,
yeah. No.
That one.
It's Degree. I've always used Degree for like 10 years now.
They have Degree for men and women.
Yeah, I think they're starting to branch it off. So the kind that I always used, all they did was it's the same product. It says the same product, just new look. And the new look consists of adding the word women onto it. And it's a lighter case.
You've been using the wrong one for 10 years.
And so now I'm baffled. It took me 20 minutes to pick a deodorant. I didn't know what to do.
Why didn't you just pick the men's Degree one?
They all look scary.
What?
They're all in these dark bottles with dark text, and I don't know what's in that.
From the commercials I've been seeing, you want to use Axe.
Yeah.
You've completely lost your mind.
So that's my rant.
Oh, or wow, how do I follow that?
Or is that more of a observation?
Confusion.
That was more of senility. Okay, here's my rant. I haven't complained about stupid clients for a while, so I had two good ones today. The first one, I get this email from this guy. He wasn't able to save a record. It wasn't letting him save the record. That was this entire message. So I wanted to ask him, like, is it holding your arms behind your back? I mean, in what way is it not letting you do something?
It's got my mom hostage.
This client makes these circuit boards. I wanted to ask him, like, if one of your circuit boards came back and they just said it didn't work, would you not ask any other follow-up questions and immediately know what was wrong with it? But that's my biggest pet peeve are people that say, this isn't working or it's not letting me do something. Because that tells me nothing about the problem.
We used to have a client, whenever she had any kind of computer problem, she would come up to you and say, my computer blew up. If the mouse froze on the screen, her computer blew up. Blue screen of death, computer blew up. Not plugged in, computer blew up.
Now, I've got a better one. At school, all the machines come up to the school's website. Well, sometimes I'm doing crap on the web server, and it goes, and I take it down. So when the thing comes up, it'll pop up the box saying, I can't connect to the server. I immediately start getting help desk requests saying the internet's down. Because they can't go up and type in an address to go to. They give up.
Well, I wasn't finished. My other client, that was one of my clients. The other one is a reseller of our software, so they should know a little bit more than the average client. Well, they're having a problem, and so he sends me this email. Here, I sent you the records out of the database so you can see what the problem is. Well, apparently, he had run his SQL query, and he had the results in like this text, like column-aligned format. And he saved it to a text file, which put it in as all, like, gibberish, and sent that to me. He obviously did not look at the text file before he sent it, or else he would have seen that it was completely unreadable.
Oh, you should have replied and said, take a look at character 57.
Oh, man. Yep, so that was my rant.
You didn't kill any of them, though, right?
No.
That's always a plus. You usually take off on your yearly review when you do that.
Oh, well, the one client that they said it wasn't letting them do something, the error message they were getting was, data must be entered in this field, and they had no idea what to do. I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you put data in that field?
Well, I had a student one time, our emails all web-based, and you can tell how many messages you want to put on your, when you're viewing a mailbox, viewing a folder. Well, this person in their infinite wisdom, it's a text field where you put a number. Well, apparently there's a bug in squirrel mail, because if you put like a letter in there, it crashes.
That's so fabulous.
So it says how many messages you want to see, and they put in like F.
It was like 15L. So I don't know. They weren't even going for hex. I don't know what they were doing. And that took me like 30 minutes to figure out what was going on with their... I deleted the user. I recreated them. I couldn't figure out what the heck they did to it.
Well, I do my own stupid things. Like this Tuesday, I worked from 10 in the morning until I finished up about 1 in the morning. I worked on a single problem that this client was having.
And then at 1 you realized all you had to do was reboot the machine?
No, it turned out that we had fixed the bug. There was a bug in the software that we had already fixed, and I was the one that actually fixed the bug in the software. Completely did not remember doing it at all. So all I had to do was load on this hotfix, and it fixed it.
I think we should just do a whole show coming up on work stuff.
Work stuff?
Stupid user tricks?
Yeah.
Well, you could do it next week, because I know there isn't anything going on in the news.
Macworld?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to commentary.
So, yeah.
Don't everybody jump at once.
RC's our leader.
Oh. Well, Undeclared Writer found this website that converts text.
I don't think he found it.
I don't know
who
the first
person to stumble across it was.
He found it in the show notes, not you.
Yes, he did. He found
it. I'm saying out of the three of us, he found it.
Okay.
I didn't put it in there, and you didn't put it in there. So, found this text-to-speech website that you can, like, that works a lot better than the Mac text-to-speech, because you can actually, I guess there are settings, and depending on your punctuation, changes their inflection of their voice
here,
and stuff.
Here, we'll play Susan here. She sounds pretty hot.
Hello? Anybody there? I'm Susan.
It's just coming on to us, too.
I'm feeling a bit lonely here. I think it might help if I talk to someone. So listen, my voice already sounds pretty fantastic, right? Guess what? You can make it sound even better. You can add various effects. Oh. Or, with a little punctuation, certain phrases become more expressive. That's impossible. Or rather, that's impossible. Well then, what would you like me to say? I'm all ears.
Why does she start out sounding like she could be, like, on a porn website? What do you want me
this
to
is
say?
How they'll make porn, because it'll be cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Than hiring some woman to come in and talk dirty.
You still have to have somebody telling them what to say.
What?
Those little items in there where she does a little kiss sound and the cry sound, they refer to those as paralinguistic events.
I like the, oh, I've got the urge to splurge. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that in another year we won't need to do the podcast anymore. We'll just type it up, and
you know that's more work though. For all the planning that we actually do on the show, I wouldn't want to write everything.
That's a good point, because this comic gold that we have here is all improv.
Laziness will always trump technology.
Okay, let's
do reviews.
We're at 30 minutes. Crap. We're awfully wordy today.
Stop slowing us down, guys.
Yeah.
Duh.
Reviews. All right, I'll go first. I wrote into the show a while ago and asked what I ought to do with some Best Buy gift cards.
Did we ever answer that?
Yeah. No, but you promised to get back to me.
No, I thought we did answer it.
Well, actually, everybody but Gozer did.
Yeah.
RC and K-Dog both threw out some ideas and were brainstorming. And Gozer said, oh, I'm too tired. I'll have something for you next week.
And which is code
next
for...
week means never on this show.
I'm pretty sure that was August. But what happened was I found the Nintendo DS. And I went in and asked one of the pimply-faced geeks.
It? Like the Fountain of Youth? The Ark of the Covenant?
Well, for geeks, yeah. I picked one up at Best Buy, and I asked some pimply-faced geek at EB Games what a good strategy game might be, and they got me all hooked up with Advance Wars. Evidently, this game's been around for quite a while on some different Nintendo platforms. I've only played it for the DS, and it rocks pretty hard. It's mostly turn-based, and you have different characters that you can progress through levels. There actually is an live-action arcade setting on the game that you can play, but my wife has become an Advance Wars widow a few nights here in the past few weeks.
I actually had that game, but I thought it was too much thinking, so I traded it to Keaton or K-Dog for Scrubs Season 2 on DVD.
Now, you'll like the portable format of stuff because I usually play it in bed. And then the wife doesn't feel like you're neglecting her. Because at least you're there. Even though I have headphones on and I can't hear a word she says.
Yeah, we're not just on different pages here. We're in different worlds. I don't know what goes on in whatever paranormal universe you live in. But if I'm playing a video game in bed, saying that that's an improvement for my wife,
that's why she's just... not subjected to your advances.
Wow.
So you're really saying the game's as much for her as it is you.
Oh, new TiVo services?
Oh, yeah. You guys have a non-TiVo DVR, correct?
Yeah, we have the replay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a TiVo Series 2, and I just found out that on December 21st, they started a beta, and I signed up for it, and if you have a broadband connection in TiVo, you can get a bunch of different services now, and their movies, photos, and more section right on your TV. So I can connect up with my Yahoo photos section, and it will stream pictures and make slideshows of whatever I have on Yahoo Photos, which will give you unlimited storage.
Is that Flickr, or is that Yahoo Photos still?
Yahoo Photos.
Oh.
You can go to Yahoo Traffic, get the local traffic report. Yahoo Weather, get the local weather report. Real 365, get streaming radio. You can listen to podcasts. They have some already set up where you can punch in your own URL. So
is BitSmack one of them?
Yeah, yeah, we're one of the presets.
We should be one of the presets. What's their email address?
They even have a few games set up in that section that people have written. There is an SDK that people can write to for the TiVo software, and they've packaged a few up in this service. And I was pretty psyched because now I can get. We were looking for an offsite backup for our pictures. Yahoo will do that for us, and I can stream the pictures, and I can even share them with other folks if they have a TiVo Series 2 and broadband access. So,
well, that's cool. Do you have the TiVo to go?
Yeah, I do. I found that to be pretty lame. We got a TiVo with a DVD recorder on it, and that just makes a whole lot more sense. Because right now it takes...
Oh, so do you have... Is that the same TiVo you had, or do you have two of them now?
I have two. Oh, because my wife loves me.
So, okay.
So we can make DVDs and take them on car trips and whatnot.
Cool.
All right, my review, since, I don't know, I think I mentioned it last week, that I decided I was going to go through 2006 without buying any video games.
How's that
going? He's
already
so far, so
fail.
Good.
No, he's already getting ready to fail.
Yeah, getting ready.
Ready to fail.
So the very last game I bought in 2005 was Dragon Quest VIII. Which comes with a demo of Final Fantasy XII. Now, if you were a Final Fantasy fan, you're probably not going to like this game. Because they completely redid the battle structure. Instead of it being like the turn-based, you're on one side, the enemy's on another side, like every Final Fantasy has been so far. Instead, now it's more like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, where it's technically turn-based, but it happens in real time, and I don't know, you can play through, like, a battle where you get to fight some things, and I just wasn't feeling it. Granted, they did not include any type of tutorial whatsoever, which I think would have helped, especially since they decided to change the whole battle sequence. They could have at least, like, had what the different buttons do, and somewhat of a tutorial would have been nice, but I don't know. I think it's going to like piss off a lot of the Final Fantasy fans. But we'll see when it comes out this year.
Now, that just made me think, RC. Now, are you going by the American calendar or the Chinese calendar?
Actually, I'm going to be done in a few weeks. No, I'm going by the American calendar.
Okay.
No, the big debate was there's a big World of Warcraft expansion coming out.
Now, expansion pack does not count as a full game. So, I can buy the Warcraft expansion.
And
that does not count.
I'm going to give you that unless the expansion pack includes World of Warcraft. If the expansion pack includes World of Warcraft, then it counts as a game.
But the expansion never includes the original game.
I know, so I'll give it to you. If it doesn't include it, it doesn't count. But if it doesn't include it,
what are we wagering on this anyway?
A case.
A case of beer?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We need to wrap this up.
Okay.
Well, good thing we're near the end.
Coincidence.
As always, thanks everyone for listening. You can send us feedback at bitsmack@gmail.com. You can send us MP3s there, and you can also call the BitSmack hotline at 206-222-BITS. And we did... Have we had a podcast since we did the GTIA podcast?
I think so.
Yeah, we did. So, never mind. We haven't done another GTIA podcast. That's coming up here next few days.
GTIA, your fortnightly retro game podcast.
So, this Fortnite. Goes...
Every fortnight.
This is Undeclared Writer.
And this is RC. Stay tuned next week for a much better episode.